Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. Another day to try to get you a key in Nay of the Day. If you need details on that, go to thebullshouston.com. Mo was out yesterday with a neighborhood stop. She also hates horses.
I do.
How did you feel about mini horses?
It's still
the same?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter the size.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know we're giving one away.
Yeah.
This is the worst contest for you in the world.
No one asked me.
Next chance to visit with someone from the Bull will be Eric on Thursday. We'll give you details on that. Plus, coming up, we have jury duty in just about 5 minutes. And in about 15 minutes, Mo Knows Country. So stay tuned. That's coming up. But right now, let's get you started this morning. Find out what's going on. The top three things you're going to be hearing about all day today. What's trending in Texas?
Number three.
Obviously, our thoughts have been with our friends in Santa Fe the past 3 weeks, that civil trial regarding the Santa Fe shooting. They've been in court. And yesterday, they reached a verdict saying the parents of the shooter were cleared of being held liable, but the gunman and an online ammunition dealer were not. Ooh. So it was kind of a wild story. Obviously, we know we've been following it for 6 years.
Right.
6 years!
6 years it's been going on, yeah.
So wild. So we'll see where we go going forward.
Number two.
Lighter note, Katie got a new Whataburger yesterday.
No way.
Where? Yes. 529. Opened at 11 o'clock yesterday.
Oh my goodness.
And the first customers got free Whataburger for a year.
Woo.
So the first 100 people, and I think that's really fun. But if you missed out on that, Eric.
Yes,
George,
I live in Katie.
Myself. Today is another one of their Kids Eat Free Tuesdays, celebrating back to school season.
Oh, yeah.
Every Tuesday in August, kids can chow down on any Whataburger kids menu item for free with the purchase of an adult meal. So.
And the top story trending in Texas.
I know y'all really wanted to upgrade our Tuesday, so we're going to do that because our heat advisory that has been in effect for the past, I don't know, week has been updated. Upgraded.
Oh, no.
To an excessive heat warning, which is worse, allegedly. I read about it. Heat index values go above 112 today, and it's in effect longer because it's through 10 p.m. tonight.
Wow.
Forecasted high of 102, which would be the hottest day of the year today. Yesterday, we hit 101, and so far, 5 days of over 100 degrees.
We're paying for that cooler July. We're still paying when it was all rainy.
102 today. What?
You be careful out there. And again, we were talking about this just a second ago. The folks at work outside, my Lord, we're with you, all right? Prayers, thoughts, everything. Just be careful out there as it's an excessive heat warning that's in effect for today. That's what's trending here in Texas. Top stories you're going to be hearing about all day. Powered by our good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
100.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
time for some good news.
Every morning, we spend a little time bringing Bull Nation together to celebrate some good news. Just start out with your name, where you're from, and then just launch into what's making you happy this morning.
Yeah, so my name is Emily, and I'm calling from Katy, Texas. So I'm starting my first day of my last year of law school today, and I'm just so blessed because I come from a single-parent household, low-income family. I'm a first-generation student, so I couldn't have gotten where I am today without the support I have and God's grateful help with him.
I mean, and way to really do it, sister. Law school.
I know, right?
Yes, it's hard. It's not like legally blonde.
Yeah. Thank you for bringing it down to my level. Your family must be so proud.
They are, yes. We're counting down the days to graduation, so super excited.
Well, keep fighting. You deserve it, and we'll celebrate at the end of the year with you.
Yes, thank you.
We're very proud of you, too, by the way.
Thank you.
All right, throw your hand in the air. Can I get an amen for Emily and her first day of the last year of law school?
Amen.
That's the way it works. We love hearing all about what's going on in your world and celebrating the good news, because we believe the more you celebrate good news, the more good news there is to celebrate.
Thank you.
You could be our next 610 Amen, 713-881-5500 here on The Bull. Would you like to have a horse? We're giving away a horse. Actually, it's $20,000 that you can do whatever you want. You can buy a horse or whatever. It's called Nay of the Day. It happens between 7 and 8 o'clock this morning. All the details are at thebullhouston.com.
It's back to school season in the Houston area, and we are all frantic, running around like chickens with our heads cut off, trying to get back in this routine. And in swoops Jen and Whataburger. And Jen, you're going to save the day. What do you got?
So for the month of August, on Tuesdays, you can come in and buy a meal. And with that meal, you get a free kids meal.
Shut up. Sorry, that was
absolutely
rude.
Absolutely.
Jen doesn't lie, Eric.
Wait, so what exactly is the deal? I buy a meal and my kid eats for free?
You got it. That's it. It's that simple. It is a one for one. So if a parent buys a meal, then they get one kid's meal. If a parent buys two meals, they get two kids' meals.
That's good. We have two kids, you know?
Whoa.
Perfect.
Yes.
Important to note, it's not through the app or any of the third-party delivery places.
That actually is really awesome. Thank you for doing that for all of us parents that are just now getting back in the swing of things. We just spent so much money on school supplies.
Exactly. It's just a little way that we can help give back while we're all spending money on clothes and school supplies and all those fun things that we need to get back to school.
Mm-hmm. And Jen, just to be clear, this is at any Whataburger in the Houston area, and it's any of the kids' meals that they can pick from?
Yes, that's correct.
It's the most Texas deal ever.
We love it so much. Thank you for jumping on the phone with us and kind of clarifying this, because when I saw free food, you know me, I love anything free. So I had to get the details on it. But Jen, we appreciate it.
Thank you guys for having us, and free is always good.
Okay, beware. He loves to save money, so he's probably going to walk me into a Whataburger and pretend I'm his child.
Who's the child here?
That's okay. We'll let that one slide.
If I could get him to shave his mustache, I think I could pull it off.
I'm not calling you daddy.
I will. It's going on at Whataburger all during August. Every Tuesday, kids eat free. You can find all the details at any of your Whataburgers here from 100.3 The Bull.
Good job, daddy.
Oh, dang it.
You did it.
I'm in trouble, y'all. I got a text message yesterday from the Texans.
What?
They asked me not to be naked at the Texans games anymore. I had no idea that I could get in trouble for taking my shirt off at the Texans game.
I did. I knew that I could get in trouble for taking my shirt off at the Texans games. But, George, I didn't know you could.
Good morning and welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. I am George, the naked one. Mm-hmm. Mo is there. Good morning, Mo.
Got my shirt on today.
Eric with a K also here. We are out at the Texans game on Saturday, and I brought a couple different jerseys, you know, because sometimes I like to get different pictures and, you know, one jersey doesn't look right with the background. And so I had my white jersey on.
Yes.
Yeah. And I wanted to put on my blue jersey. And I didn't think anything about it. I just took it off, and I had no undershirt or anything on.
That was surprising for everyone
around. It was a shocking moment, I think, for most of the people. And we were on the field. I can honestly say that George is probably one of the only human beings in the world that has been shirtless on NRG Field.
Now, you know what? I would like to think that, too. I'm that special.
How often do people get shirtless on the field, an NFL field? You are a rare breed, my friend.
I prefer to say I was nearly naked on the field.
Okay,
shirtless works, too. But, yeah, I just got a text message from a friend who works out there that said, please refrain from taking your shirt off if you're going to be down on the field.
You got quite the physique, George.
Oh, yeah. I think that was the impressive thing, right? That was the thing that shocked everyone. It's like, I had no idea he was in that kind of shape.
It is burned into my memory. I could draw
it. Staring? I didn't even look.
It's seared into my eyeballs. I didn't know he was doing it, and I turned around, and I was like, George, what are you doing? And then I heard somebody whistle from across the field.
Well, it was too hot to have, like, an undershirt under the jersey, kind of, and I didn't think it through.
Yeah, obviously you didn't think it through.
When's the last time, I can't ask Mo this, I can't look at Mo and ask her this, Eric,
yeah.
When's the last time you were accidentally naked somewhere?
Oh, you know what? My favorite naked story. Out of all the naked stories was my friends dared me to streak across my buddy's property in Tennessee. He had this like sprawling property, and we were having a bonfire. Lots of guys over, you know? And I decided, no, I'm not doing that, guys. I'm not gonna streak.
Yeah.
And then I went secretly, took my clothes off behind a hill, and then I run out like a little nymph, a wood nymph. Yeah! I'm naked. I did it, guys. And they said, where's his clothes? They all ran behind the hill, grabbed my clothes, took off in their pickup truck, and I'm out in the middle of the field.
Without
complete, and I had to walk to his big house, and they locked me out.
At an all-guys party?
Yeah.
Wow. We had very different upbringings.
I was going to say, I think we grew up way differently.
There was some beer at home.
713-881-5500.
They came later. They came later, okay? Lots of girls. There were lots of girls. They showed up later.
Yes.
They live in Canada. You don't know them.
I'd like to know the last time you were accidentally naked. 713-881-5500. You can give us a call this morning. Mo?
Yes.
Any stories you want to share?
Actually, this isn't about me. We were going to the Astros game on Sunday. We were having girls' day. And so I had Sailor with me. She's 3 years old. And she was in the back seat. And, you know, downtown can be a little rough these days.
Yeah.
I saw a naked man that was enjoying recreational activities. And illegal recreational activities.
Got it.
He was naked, and I tried to just drive by, but Sailor definitely saw him.
So as soon as
we got inside the game, she told our friends that we were meeting there. Mama and I saw a naked man. I was like, oh, wow.
All right. Accidentally naked. Mm-hmm. You got a story? 713-881-5500 this morning. You let us know on the morning bullpen. All right. I got into a little bit of trouble out at the Texans game because I took my jersey off while I was down on the field. Accidentally naked on the field at NRG. Yes. Last time you were accidentally naked or saw something, 713-881-5500.
Tonya's on the phone and Harden. Hey, sister, tell us about your accidental nudity.
Well, we were at the river a couple weeks ago and my husband got thrown off his tube and lost his shorts.
Were they just floating on the surface or did you actually lose them?
No, they were around his ankles, so he was trying to get back on his tube and without his pants on.
Tonya, what are you doing when all this is happening?
I was trying to get back to him, but I was stuck on a rock.
Uh-huh. I would be laughing so hard, like uncontrollable.
Do you know how hard it is to get back on a tube when you're absolutely naked? Accidental nudity. 713-881-5500 on the morning bullpen. It's time for the morning bullpen's jury duty. Oh, wait a minute. That was not loud enough. Who's in charge of hitting the gavel? It's time for the morning bullpen's jury duty.
There he is. He came out of the corner.
Here he is.
He's way back in the corner.
We're out here doing God's work.
Woo!
Solving these questions that have plagued mankind. 713-881-5500. Five calls, say it all. No right or wrong answers, just your opinion on today's dilemma.
The question, do tattoos automatically make anyone hotter?
Wait a second. Eric put this question up, didn't he? Because he has like sleeves of tattoos.
Why did it come up?
Me and my wife were talking about it because I want a new tattoo.
Oh, yes.
I've got this whole, I'm sleeved out on my right side. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a whole sleeve. It goes maxed all the way shoulder down to my wrist.
Right.
Just ink, just covering my right arm. Mm-hmm. Then I've got my wrist to my elbow on my left hand, and this whole top part is completely empty, and it's time to fill it up.
You want to fill it up?
Well, wait a second. You have a new tattoo on right above your elbow on your left arm.
Oh, yeah. My kids like to give me temporary tattoos.
That's a unicorn.
That's Iron Man, and that's a unicorn. So my son went to school today wearing Iron Man, and my daughter went to school wearing her unicorn. Yeah. So we
match. Is your tattoo artist going to be offended that I thought that was me? All right. So the question this morning is, do tattoos instantly make someone hotter?
Yep. Do tattoos automatically make anyone hotter?
Okay. All right. This morning.
George, what? I need your opinion.
So, in Eric's case, no.
Right.
It doesn't make him hotter.
No.
But.
Because I'm already so hot.
But
is that
yes.
what you're saying?
You think it does?
Yes, it does.
And you think yes also, Eric?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, you see a girl and then you find out she has tattoos and you're like, whoa, extra.
Yeah, oh, yeah. If I see a girl with tattoos, like let's say from behind, if you're looking at a person, from a guy or a girl, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
If you see that they have tattoos, you're automatically going to assume that that person's better looking.
I don't know about
that. If you can't see their face.
Far.
Yep. If I see tattoos, I go, that's probably a good looking person right there.
But I will be with Eric on the side of yes. I think that tattoos, what was it?
Automatically make anyone hotter.
Anyone hotter. Yes. I think a tattoo can take a 4 to like, now they can't take them to a 10, but they could take them to like a 6 or a 7.
Now, I don't objectify people on a number scale like George does, but.
I think you're both.
What about you?
I don't want to sound like an 80-year-old mama, but I don't like tattoos.
At all?
Does your husband not have any?
My husband has one frat tat, and I wish he didn't have it.
You don't like it?
No.
You think it brings him down on George's number scale?
Yes. When you say this, I immediately think of Post Malone's face that's covered in tattoos, and I wish he didn't have them.
Oh, he did do. You know he what? Did a Taylor Swift video where that he took the tattoos off, and he is a handsome guy.
Interesting. Okay, all right. So the question again, Mo. Sorry. Put the seal together.
Do tattoos automatically make anyone hotter?
Let's go to juror number one. Christine is in Brookshire. Christine, what's your opinion?
It depends on where they're at, because if on the face, like they said, no, that is trashy and nasty.
Thank you.
But Eric, from shoulder to wrist, oh, babe, you got it.
Yeah.
You
got to choose, though, Christine.
Yeah. Yes or no? Anyone. Do they automatically make anyone hotter? Exactly. Post Malone. Yes or no?
No. Stop.
Don't lead the witness. Just choose,
listen to
Christine.
The question.
Yes or no, Christine?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. See, okay. There we go. All right. Jordan number two, Mo.
She is so attracted to me.
San Leon. Hey, James, the question, do tattoos automatically make anyone hotter?
Yeah, I'm about to go with no, not anyone.
Thank
hotter.
You.
No.
I mean, thinking of the same people I'm thinking of, James.
Right.
There's nothing
it
that's
can
gonna
maybe,
help them.
But no, not anyone. No.
Okay, all right. Nope. Interesting. Interesting this morning, the reaction here. 713-881-5500. Do tattoos make anyone automatically hotter? Yes or no?
Hey.
You can't listen on the radio. You got to listen to me on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Yes or no?
100%, man. It'll turn a 2 into a 10, any day.
A 2 into a 10?
Wow.
That's some nice tattoo
work. Desperation is what that is. Desperation.
Yeah.
Richard's like, I'll take anybody.
All right, juror number four.
All right, juror number four is Heidi in Pasadena.
Hey, girl.
Let us know, do tattoos automatically make anyone hotter?
Absolutely.
All right. Ooh. Do you have tattoos, or does your partner?
I both of us do.
Okay. So the family that tattoos together stays together. So
23 years.
Hey, look at that. Wow. Hey.
Do you have tattoos of each other just out of curiosity?
Absolutely not, because that's a jinx, and both of our parents are divorced, and that's why.
Hey, I've got my wedding date and my wife's birth flower. I've got a whole dedication to my wife on my arm.
That'll be tomorrow's jury duty.
All right, final juror this morning on jury duty.
CJ's on the phone in Pasadena. Hey, CJ, the question, do tattoos automatically make anyone hotter?
Absolutely not. Ooh. If you can scale up, you can scale down. If you take someone who looks great and put a tattoo on their face, they're going to look jacked up.
Thank you. That's what
I'm
saying.
If you have an appropriate sleeve or whatever, absolutely right. It works.
So, but you're saying it doesn't automatically.
Which is the question.
Nope, that's the question. That's not automatic.
Question.
Okay, so Mo, the final verdict today.
The final
on
verdict,
jury duty.
Even though everyone didn't listen to the question, the question was, do tattoos automatically make anyone hotter? And it was a yes.
Wow. I've never been the hottest person in a room before.
Today's Aaron's day. We're just going to print a certificate and let it happen.
But then again, you got to look at the room you're in. So.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometime in the next 32 minutes, you're going to get a chance to get a key that unlocks our horse trailer in Nay of the Day. Inside the trailer is $20,000. That key happens before 8 o'clock here on the Morning Bullpen. Time to find out what Eric can do today on the 10-Minute Tune. You know how this works. Every day, Eric takes a phone call from you, and if he likes it, he'll go out in the hallway and he'll write a song and he'll come back and perform it all in 10 minutes. That's why we call it the 10-Minute Tune, but it has to start with your calls.
Yes, Malachi is on the phone. Malachi, you have a suggestion for Mr. Eric?
Yes, ma'am. Traffic in school lines, how everybody waits last second to put their kids out.
Wait, you're the kid.
We had to kick you out before. We have to.
Are you in the car rider line right now, Malachi?
Yeah.
Yeah. Does your parent just push you out of the car and just keep rolling, or how's it work?
They just push me out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tuck and roll, Malachi.
Makes you stronger. That's right.
All right. Car rider line. I know we've done a couple of back to school songs. So Malachi, you might check out themorningbullpen.com. That's our podcast. And you may find what you're looking for up there.
Have a good day.
All right. How about Addie? She's 9 in Crosby. Hey there. What should I sing about today?
Eric should sing about Chick-fil-A.
Girl, what do you like at Chick-fil-A?
I like the chicken nuggies.
Nuggies? How can you say no to nuggies, Eric?
Can a grown man sing about chicken nuggies?
I don't know.
Next week is a big week for Chick-fil-A, Eric.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Their banana milkshakes are back for the first time in 13 years.
Oh.
And I'm not kidding, George. You can't see this. She's written this down in her personal calendar.
She has it in her planner.
Yes, Monday the 26th, Chick-fil-A day.
Addie, remember that, okay?
Me
banana
you,
milkshake back.
Let's
okay,
go on a date.
All right, I like that one. All right, 713-881-5500. Katie's on the phone in LaPorte. Katie, you are calling about something that's well known about our show. You know that Mo despises this, but what do you want a song about?
I would love to hear a song about how much hate Crocs get.
How dare you?
Even though I want to make it be known that I love Crocs.
Oh,
I love
okay.
Crocs.
All right, so you're on my side.
I'm an avid Croc wearer, yes, absolutely.
An avid Croc wearer.
I think we know everything about Katie we need to know right now.
So. Okay.
All right, so here's the thing. Eric is big on Crocs. Yes. Mo, not so much. I'm kind of on Mo's side on this one.
Okay, Katie, if I do this, I'm only going to do it from our perspective.
Absolutely. That's
pro,
the way it
Crocs. Should
be.
Pro Crocs.
There you go. Y'all have each other.
Okay, Katie. All right.
Thank you. Too far? Sorry.
No. I love a good chant.
Thank you for the call, Katie.
Of course. I'll be listening, okay?
Right. So we have several things today we can choose from. Car rider line, tuck and roll for the kids.
Yeah, love it. Good job, Malachi.
Let's see. We had Addie, who wanted you to sing about Nuggies.
Nuggies.
Okay, yep. Addie.
And then, of course, Crocs. I think I know which way you're leaning.
Yeah, it's obvious.
Yeah. Well, first of all, Addie can go get the podcast on the Odyssey app and follow our podcast, The Morning Bullpen, because I did a Chick-fil-A song like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's
about
right.
how it's closed on Sunday.
Okay, oh, okay. You're right.
She will love it. So go check that out on the podcast. And Katie, you're getting your Crocs song. Okay.
Praise Jesus. This is what the world needs.
All right. This is a Croc-loving song.
Croc-loving,
right?
Yeah.
Croc lovers unite. That's going to be our 10-minute tune topic. We'll find out how he does next here on the Morning Bullpen. All right, Katie called just a few minutes ago, and she wanted Eric to sing about this.
I would love to hear a song about how much hate Crocs get.
How dare you?
She evidently was inspired because just a few days ago, we were having a heated debate on the show about Crocs. And that's what we love about it, is you make the suggestion. Eric liked this one, so he's been out in the hallway. He writes a song. He'll come back and perform it for us here on the Morning Bullpen.
Yeah, and he's awkwardly passionate about plastic toddler footwear, so I'm sure this song is going to be good.
He told him, how many pairs does he have?
Like eight.
How many pairs do you have? Eight.
Nine pairs.
Nine pairs.
My kids each have a couple. My wife has two. They're comfortable.
You have more than your children.
Yes, of course. I need one in every color to have my matching
outfits.
He's wearing outfits and plastic toddler shoes.
Okay. All right. Croc song.
Yes.
I'm sure this came easily for you.
It actually really, really did.
Shocking.
And you know what, Mo?
What?
I put you in a song for that.
Oh, my gosh. I already hate it.
No big deal. Okay. You're in a song. It. Doesn't that make you feel special?
No, I'm so mad. Keep me out of this.
In the style of, remember that song, LMFAO, Party Rock Anthem?
Oh, yes.
You'll know it.
No.
Yeah.
I do. All right. Yeah.
So annoying.
Here we go. It's today's Croc song of the 10-minute tune.
Crocs, Crocs, Crocs and socks, strutting my stuff all over Texas. Ladies go out wherever I walk. Who's that guy? His Crocs are hot. Looking so good in my rubber shoes. Super comfy and they're waterproof. Look who's jealous. No, it's you. You could look beautiful like me too. Here's how you do it. Just go buy Crocs and then you customize with some gibbets and step outside. Get tall tube socks if you like. Wear them to the beach. Rock them at the gym. With a tux at a wedding for a friend. Out in the garden, a job interview. Crocs at church in the very first pew. Croc rockers in the house tonight. We look good and we're comfy, all right. So pull your socks all the way to your thighs. Mo can't tell us how to live our lives. Croc rockers in the house tonight. Be like me and let your croc flag fly. So many gibbets you will lose your mind. Every day we're rocking Crocs.
Nope, no, hold on. Wait for it.
Rocking Crocs and loving it.
Oh, man. Good stuff. Good stuff this morning.
Come on. This is my last day.
That is Crocs at church, though. I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I can
do
that. Did
it not make you ill when he said the word gibbets out loud? I was personally offended.
Done. Well done this Thank morning. If you'd like to get that, you have somebody in your life that is a Croc rocker. See, I got it right. They can download that today. Just grab the podcast. It's on the Odyssey app, Audacy. Look for the Morning Bullpen podcast, and you'll never, ever miss a 10-minute tune like that one here on the Bull. Oh, Lord, we got a Karen on the phone about Crocs. Good morning, Karen.
Hey, now, hold on. I'm not one of those Karens.
We're about to find out. What's up, sister?
Okay, so I was having a really bad morning. I personally love Crocs.
Okay.
I'm sitting here with the train. I'm going to be late to work. And y'all just made me die laughing.
Oh, it was awesome. Too much, Karen. Too much.
So, I love y'all in the morning. Y'all are the best pickup.
You Thank are you. The sweetest. Well, except that you wear Crocs. But Stop. I mean,
no, no.
So I currently don't have a pair because my husband hated them, but he stole my Crocs and wore them out.
I'm telling you, let your Croc flag fly.
Oh, they're the greatest. I just can't wear them to work.
I just
darn. Funny.
Karen, thank you so much for riding with us every morning.
Yep, y'all have a great day.
All right, coming up, we have a chance for you to get in on Nay of the Day. It will happen in the next 15 minutes here on The Bull.
The Nay of the Day.
100.3 The Bull.
All right, it's time to find out who is going to get that key to the Bull's Nay of the Day horse trailer. And in that horse trailer, Mo, is $20,000 to buy a horse or whatever you want.
Whatever, yeah. Hey, good morning, The Bull. What's your name?
Ashley.
Hey, Ashley, where do you live?
I'm from El Campo.
El Campo.
You would love to be color 10, wouldn't you, Ashley?
I would love to be color 10.
What would you do to be color 10? Would you nay on the radio?
Nay.
You didn't actually have to do that. I was pushing your limits, you know?
You are caller number 10, Ashley.
Oh, my gosh. That is awesome.
Congratulations. You already spent that $20,000. What would you do if you won?
My daughter actually wants a barrel horse.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, really?
I'm going to pray for you, girl.
How old's your daughter?
She's 12.
Yep.
12. Yep. That's about the age. I was like, that's about it.
So. That's awesome. Congratulations, Ashley. You're one step closer to winning that $20,000 to buy that barrel horse. We've got a key for you, and we'll see you at the finale party.
Okay. Sounds awesome.
All right. Let's hear that nay again.
Stop.
Nay.
You know what? That was pretty good.
She needs the horse.
Oh, moms didn't do anything for their kids.
Isn't that the truth?
All right, now, here's the thing. We have one more Nay of the Day stop, and that's coming up on Thursday with you, Eric.
Yep, shop us in Bay City. So if you live near the Bay City area, it's our last neighborhood party. Shop us in Bay City.
Okay, that happens on Thursday. You can find all the details and everything about the Nay of the Day at thebullhouston.com.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
Kevin's hanging out in League City today. He's our contestant on Mo Knows Country. Kevin, this is how you get Mo's $100.
We got a $100 bill right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Kevin, why is that?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is. Tell her to get out of here, and we'll get this game started.
Beat it.
Good luck, Kevin.
All right, Kevin. Five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one. You'll know this one like the back of your hand. Name Sam Hunt's 2017 number one song, which was his biggest hit.
Oh, geez. He's not, like, my biggest fan.
Pass.
Okay, question number two. Even though this version of the song is sung by a chicken, who originally sang this hit song?
What? Last night we let the chicken talk. Didn't know exactly what he said, but my cock.
I'm going to say Morgan Wallen.
Question number three. Born in 1977, this Texas country artist is never going out of style. Name him.
George Strait.
Question number four. In 2007, before he got judgy on TV, this Georgia boy released his debut album called I'll Stay Me.
Pass.
Okay, and question number five. One hit wonder time. Let's get down with Blanco Brown. Can you name his hit from 2019?
I'm drawing a blank. Pass.
Okay. All right. Let's get Mo back in. Maybe I was too hard today.
All right, Kevin.
Maybe I was too hard today.
You had a tough go of it today, my friend. The only one you got was the chicken one.
So you got one out of five.
There's a chicken one, Kevin.
Oh, I can't wait for you to hear it.
Oh, okay. Gosh. All right, Mo, you ready?
I don't know.
All right, question number one. You'll know this one like the back of your hand. Name Sam Hunt's 2017 number one song, which happened to be his biggest hit.
Oh, Body Like a Back Road?
That is correct.
There it is, Kevin. You didn't take a guess, so it's one to nothing.
15 in a third.
All right, let's see how you do on this one, Mo. Okay. Even though this version is sung by a chicken, who originally sang this hit song?
Last night we let the chicken talk. Didn't know exactly what he said, but my cock-a-cock!
Oh.
Who originally sang that song?
I believe he might be mocking Morgan Wallen.
I believe that is correct. Morgan Wallen, yes.
Okay.
2-1 is the score.
All right.
Not everybody has a chicken song on their questions, right? Question number three.
Okay.
Born in 1977, this Texas country artist is never going out of style.
Oh, going out of... That's Aaron Watson.
It is Aaron Watson,
he's never going out of style, and I'm thinking round on a chicken.
Kevin, I thought you'd get that one, being a good Texas boy.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
Dang it.
All right. He said George Straight.
It's the pressure, 77.
3-1.
Question number four, okay, in 2007, before he got judgy on TV, this Georgia boy released his debut album, which was titled I'll Stay Me.
I believe you are referencing Luke Bryan.
That is
Luke Bryan.
That is correct.
Georgia. Yeah. American Idol.
4-1.
And final question. It's one hit wonder time.
Okay.
Let's get down with Blanco Brown.
Blanco Brown.
Name his hit from 2019.
Two-step. Let me do the two-step. Cowboy boogie.
No, I need the name of the song.
The two-step.
No.
Oh, no. I don't know.
It's called The Get Up.
Oh, I forgot about that.
So you get down, get up. I was trying to give you a little,
that was
a tough one.
Kevin got it wrong, too. So the final score was 4-1. Mo protected her money. I'm sorry, Kevin.
Sorry, Kevin.
No worries. I'll try when it's like a 90s country trivia or something. I think I'll do a little better there.
It's the 70s that really throws me off, okay? And
Kevin, be proud of yourself today because you did get this one.
Last night we let the chicken talk. Didn't know exactly what he said, but my cock-a-cock!
Oh my God.
What?
Will haunt you forever, Kevin.
All right, Kevin. You know what you got to say to get out of here, brother?
This is Kevin from Wing City and Moe's Nose Country.
She does. We'll give you a chance to play tomorrow morning at 8:20 here on the Morning Bullpen.
Oh, my God.
What?
All right, Katie called just a few minutes ago, and she wanted Eric to sing about this.
I would love to hear a song about how much hate Crocs get.
How dare you?
She evidently was inspired because just a few days ago, we were having a heated debate on the show about Crocs. And that's what we love about it, is you make the suggestion. Eric liked this one, so he's been out in the hallway. He writes a song. He'll come back and perform it for us here on the Morning Bullpen.
Yeah, and he's awkwardly passionate about plastic toddler footwear, so I'm sure this song is going to be good.
He told him, how many pairs does he have?
Like eight.
How many pairs do you have?
Nine pairs.
Nine pairs.
My kids each have a couple. My wife has two.
They're comfortable.
You okay. have more than your children.
Yes, of course. I need one in every color to have my matching
outfits. Okay. He's all wearing right. outfits and plastic toddler shoes.
Okay. All right. Croc song.
Yes.
I'm sure okay. this came easily for you.
It actually really, really did.
Shocking.
And you know what, Mo? What? I put you in a song today.
Oh, my gosh. I already hate it.
No big deal. Okay. You're in a song. Doesn't that make you feel special?
No, I'm so mad. Right. Keep me out of this.
In the style of, remember that song, LMFAO, Party Rock Anthem?
Oh, yes. You'll know it.
No.
Yeah.
I do.
All right. Yeah.
So annoying.
Here we go. It's today's Croc song of the 10-minute tune.
Crocs, Crocs, Crocs and socks, strutting my stuff all over Texas. Ladies go out wherever I walk. Who's that guy? His Crocs are hot. Looking so good in my rubber shoes. Super comfy and they're waterproof. Look who's jealous. No, it's you. You could look beautiful like me too. Here's how you do it. Just go buy Crocs and then you customize with some gibbets and step outside. Get tall tube socks if you like. Wear them to the beach. Rock them at the gym. With a tux at a wedding for a friend. Out in the garden. A job interview. Crocs at church in the very first pew. Rockers in the house tonight. We look good and we're comfy, alright. So pull your socks all the way to your thighs. Mo can't tell us how to live our lives. Croc rockers in the house tonight. Be like me and let your croc flag fly. So many gibbets you will lose your mind. Every day we're rocking Crocs.
No, hold on.
Wait for it.
Rocking Crocs and loving it.
Oh, man. Good stuff. Good stuff this morning.
Come on. This is my last day.
That is Crocs at church, though. I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I can
do
that.
Did it not make you ill when he said the word gibbets out loud? I was personally offended.
Well done this morning. If you'd like to get that, you have somebody in your life that is a Croc rocker. See, I got it right. They can download that today. Just grab the podcast. It's on the Odyssey app, Audacy. Look for the Morning Bullpen podcast, and you'll never, ever miss a 10-minute tune like that one here on the Bull. Oh, Lord, we got a Karen on the phone about Crocs. Good morning, Karen.
Hey, now, hold on. I'm not one of those Karens.
We're about to find out. What's up, sister?
Okay, so I was having a really bad morning. I personally love Crocs.
Okay.
I'm sitting here with the train. I'm going to be late to work. And y'all just made me die laughing.
Oh, it was awesome. Too much, Karen. Too much.
So, I love y'all in the morning. Y'all are the best pickup.
You Thank are you. The sweetest. Well, except that you wear Crocs.
Stop.
But I mean,
no.
So I currently don't have a pair because my husband hated them, but he stole my Crocs and wore them out.
I'm telling you, let your Croc flag fly.
Oh, they're the greatest. I just can't wear them to work.
Darn.
Funny.
Karen, thank you so much for riding with us every morning.
Yep, y'all have a great day.
All right, coming up, we have a chance for you to get in on Nay of the Day. It will happen in the next 15 minutes here on The Bull.
The Nay of the Day.
100.3 The Bull.
All right, it's time to find out who is going to get that key to the Bull's Nay of the Day horse trailer. And in that horse trailer, Mo, is $20,000 to buy a horse or whatever you want.
Whatever, yeah. Hey, good morning, The Bull. What's your name?
Ashley.
Hey, Ashley. Where do you live?
I'm from El Campo.
El Campo.
You would love to be caller 10, wouldn't you, Ashley?
I would love to be caller 10.
What would you do to be caller 10? Would you nay on the radio?
Nay.
You didn't actually have to do that. I was pushing your limits, you know?
You are caller number 10, Ashley.
Oh my gosh, that is awesome.
Congratulations. You already spent that $20,000. What would you do if you won?
My daughter actually wants a barrel horse.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, really?
I'm going to pray for you, girl.
How old's your daughter?
She's
12.
Yep.
12.
Amazing. Yep. That's about the age. I was like, yeah. Yeah. That's about it.
So. That's awesome. Congratulations, Ashley. You're one step closer to winning that $20,000 to buy that barrel horse. We've got a key for you, and we'll see you at the finale party.
Okay, sounds awesome.
All right, let's hear about Nay again.
Stop
that. Nay.
You know what? That was pretty good.
She needs the horse.
Oh, moms George. Didn't do anything for their kids.
Isn't that the truth?
All right, now, here's the thing. We have one more Nay of the Day stop, and that's coming up on Thursday with you, Eric.
Yep, shop us in Bay City. So if you live near the Bay City area, it's our last neighborhood party. Shop us in Bay City.
Okay, that happens on Thursday. You can find all the details and everything about the Nay of the Day at thebullshouston.com.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
Kevin's hanging out in League City today. He's our contestant on Mo Knows Country. Kevin, this is how you get Mo's $100.
We got a $100 bill right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions. And whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Kevin, why is that?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is. Tell her to get out of here and we'll get this game started.
Beat it.
Good luck, Kevin.
All right, Kevin. Five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one. You'll know this one like the back of your hand. Name Sam Hunt's 2017 number one song, which was his biggest hit.
Oh, geez. He's not like my biggest fan. Pass.
Okay, question number two. Even though this version of the song is sung by a chicken, who originally sang this hit song?
What? Last night we let the chicken talk. Didn't know exactly what he said, but
I'm going to say Morgan Wallen.
Question number three. Born in 1977, this Texas country artist is never going out of style. Name him.
George Strait.
Question number four. In 2007, before he got judgy on TV, this Georgia boy released his debut album called I'll Stay Me.
Pass.
Okay, and question number five. One hit wonder time. Let's get down with Blanco Brown. Can you name his hit from 2019?
I'm drawing a blank. Pass.
Okay. All right. Let's get Mo back in. Maybe I was too hard today.
All right, Kevin.
Too hard today.
You had a tough go of it today, my friend. The only one you got was the chicken one.
So you got one out of five.
There's a chicken one, Kevin.
Oh, I can't wait for you to hear it. Oh,
okay. Gosh. All right, Mo, you ready?
I don't know.
All right, question number one. You'll know this one like the back of your hand. Name Sam Hunt's 2017 number one song, which happened to be his biggest hit.
Oh, Body Like a Back Road?
That is correct.
There it is, Kevin. You didn't take a guess, so it's one to nothing.
15 and a 30.
All right, let's see how you do on this one, Mo. Okay. Even though this version is sung by a chicken, who originally sang this hit song?
Last night we let the chicken talk. Didn't know exactly what he said, but my
cock-a-cock! Oh.
Who originally sang that song?
I believe he might be mocking Morgan Wallen.
I believe that is correct. Morgan Wallen, yes.
Okay.
2-1 is the score.
All right.
Not everybody has a chicken song on their questions, right? Question number three.
Okay.
Born in 1977, this Texas country artist is never going out of style.
Oh, going out of... Never go, that's Aaron Watson.
It is Aaron Watson,
you're never
yes.
going out of style, never thinking right on a chicken.
Kevin, I thought you'd get that one, being a good Texas boy.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
Dang it.
All right. He said George Strait.
It's the pressure, 77.
3-1.
Question number four, okay, in 2007, before he got judgy on TV, this Georgia boy released his debut album, which was titled I'll Stay Me.
I believe you are referencing Luke Bryan.
That is Luke Bryan. That is correct.
Georgia.
Yeah.
American Idol.
4-1.
And final question. It's one hit wonder time.
Okay.
Let's get down with Blanco Brown.
Blanco Brown.
Name his hit from 2019.
Two-step. Let me do the two-step. Cowboy boogie.
No, I need the name of the song.
The two-step.
No.
Oh, no, I don't know.
It's called The Get Up.
Oh, I forgot about that.
See, get down, get up. I was trying to give you a little, that was a tough one.
Kevin got it wrong, too. So the final score was 4-1. Mo protected her money. I'm sorry, Kevin.
Sorry, Kevin.
No worries. I'll try when it's like a 90s country trivia or something. I think I'll do a little better there.
It's the 70s that really throws me off, okay?
And Kevin, be proud of yourself today because you did get this one.
Last night we let the chicken talk. Didn't know exactly what he said, but
oh my God.
What?
Will haunt you forever, Kevin.
All right, Kevin, you know what you got to say to get out of here, brother.
This is Kevin from Wing City and Moe's Nose Country.
She does. We'll give you a chance to play tomorrow morning at 8:20 here on the Morning Bullpen.
Oh, my God.
What?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.